Next patient is Patrick Ryan. That's Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Ryan Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Patrick Ryan. Date of birth is 12-18-56. Date of visit is 11-23-22. Please make copy for Monique Medina, P-A-C. Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A-P-A-C. Dear Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-E, thank you for sending Patrick Ryan for primary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is sinus drainage with nasal bleeding and shortness of breath. Next, cyst present illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, has chronic sinus drainage, nasal congestion, post-nasal drip, and bleeding from the nostril. Which also causes some post-nasal drip and cough. The patient states that he has lost weight and he feels exhausted and has had a sleep study which demonstrated obstructive sleep apnea, but he has not been using a CPAP mask in several months. It says that his mask is broken and he needs to get new equipment for his CPAP machine. The patient has gained weight and he does have some daytime sleepiness. And presently is not employed. Next paragraph, past history. The patient past history has included history for allergic rhinitis, history of skin cancer resected from his face 3 years ago. And he has had a deviated septum operated in 92. He denies the history of diabetes or hypertension. Next paragraph. Habits, patient smoked half a pack per day for about 5 years and then quit. Alcohol use. Occasional. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of old age. Father died of heart disease. Next, system review. The patient, can you mention allergies? No drug allergies. but has hay fever and pollen allergies. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue and some weight loss. He has cataracts and he has sore throat and nosebleeds. The patient denies urinary frequency burning. He has no shortness of breath or wheezing. And he does have some nausea, heartburn, and diarrhea. The patient has no anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising, bleeding gums, denies joint pains, muscle aches, denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. I'm sorry, does have some skin rash with itching. Next paragraph. Med list included Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, and Zyrtec 10 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert. Face was flushed. He's in no acute distress. There was no pallor sign. There was just clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 160 by 90. Pulse is 82, respiration is 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 210, saturation 96. HEND and non-cephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat was clear. Neck, supple. No venous distension, no thyromegaly. Or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursion, breath sounds diminished at the bases with scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular asymptomatic, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. The mild varicosity, there is no calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+. No gross motor deficit, cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesion. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Oh, can you mention examination of the extremities revealed raised reddish skin lesions of the right forearm as well as the left forearm. And there's mild peripheral edema. Neurologically, there were no gross motor or sensory deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next paragraph. Impression number one, chronic sinusitis, and number two is allergic rhinitis, number three is epistaxis, number four, obstructive sleep apnea, number five, hypertension, number six, borderline diabetes, and number seven is exogenous obesity. Next paragraph plan, the patient will get a chest x-ray and a complete pulmonary function study. He will be placed on CPAP nightly with a full face mask and heated humidification. weight loss was advised, and he will see ENT next week to evaluate his nasal bleeding. Further evaluation with hematology for thrombocytopenia will also be done, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Can you please add in the final diagnosis number 6 is thrombocytopenia. Thank you. Copy of this for Monique Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, Monique. Monique Medina, P-A-C. Let's start this with a... Thank you.